AM 1420, WASR Wolfboro, W246 DI Wolfboro at 97.1 FM. Local, community, radio.
And now, live from WASR Socially Distanced Studios, the best sports show on this station at this time. It's Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop in downtown Wolfboro, Kingswood Sports, New Hampshire Sports, and National Sports. So here they are, Mike Denae and Charlie Hasek.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Mike and the Haas on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae, and alongside Charlie Hasek, we are Mike and the Haas. Charlie, first of all, welcome back, Eric.
Yeah, welcome back, Eric. It's good to have you back.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And
Is my mic on? Can you hear me? I don't even... Oh, there it is.
There it goes.
Oh.
No,
so now I get to welcome. It's good to have you back, Eric. We missed you, but Daryl did a really nice job the other day. And Eric shared some news with us that, you know, he might even be able to train us to get behind the big board, which is frightening.
I'm not sure if that's good news.
It's frightening and exciting at the same time.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's good news.
Yeah, so, but, you know, at least maybe... Just put something else in our repertoire.
WASR is going to be on like on 103.2.
Probably. Funny thing is, you know, I've been here for a while. We've been here for like 20, 25 minutes, and then realized in the last 1 minute that I had to scramble because I had done nothing that I was supposed to do. Prep for the show.
No, you did nothing.
Yeah, I did a lot of talking.
Hey, I bumped into Tim Quinney, friend of ours.
Oh,
he said hi, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Tim was a longtime coach in the state of New Hampshire and all kinds of different things. He coached soccer with me for 10 years. Big time basketball coach.
Yeah, big and every level. Boys, high school, varsity, and, girls, varsity.
You know, I got to know Tim, you know, the latter half of my career anyway, and I learned so much from him.
Yes.
So much from him. So if he's listening out there, you know, hi, Tim.
So I don't know if you knew this, but Tim was my mentor when I entered the district. He was the one that helped me to get my certification and kind of showed me the ropes. And I owe a lot to Tim Quinney.
Tim was big on John Wooden's
pyramid
of success.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the first things he gave me.
He gave me one, too.
Said,
it was on
my
wall.
This, and I put it on the wall, and he said, you refer to that. And then I got a chance to coach with him. When I was coaching middle school girls basketball, he was the A coach, I was the B coach, and it was just awesome.
Yeah, we did soccer together.
Yep.
And Tim knew nothing about soccer when we started,
mm-hmm.
but I needed an assistant. And, I mean, we did it for, I don't know, 7, 8 years.
Yeah.
But he was one of the greatest assistant coaches that – have had because he knows how to coach.
Yeah,
he knows how to motivate
He's
kids.
A coach,
he understands discipline. He understands drills. He understands how practices should run. So,
and he's just so. I don't think I ever heard him raise his voice as far as like in the classroom.
Yeah,
he was just so even mannered, calm, and just kids really respected him. So, Tim, if you're listening, miss you, buddy, and hopefully we'll catch up soon.
All right.
How am I doing? You didn't ask me. How am I doing?
Well, we wanted to do other things. I had a lazy day. I don't know
about... What did you do?
Yeah. I worked a little bit this morning for about an hour, and that was it.
That's good. I mean, it's summertime.
And I ate a salad.
You should enjoy.
And then I took a nap. I think this is nap weather.
That sounds like a perfect summer day.
This is nap weather today. Yeah. So I just woke up about 25 minutes ago.
Wow, that's good. I mean, you look great.
Well,
last night we had the opportunity to go over to your house, so thank you so much for that. That was fun, and I got to see your water feature, the fountain that you built, which is very nice.
I built the whole back there.
Everything. That the patio is awesome, the fire pit.
Jason Mraz tonight.
Oh, that's right. You're leaving. Oh, you needed to rest up for this.
Jason Mraz.
Yeah. So you're heading over to Meadowbrook, right? What is that? The Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion? Whatever they call it now.
I think that's what it is now. Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. We like Jason Mraz.
Yeah. I mean, good time. I mean, it's going to be a great night for a concert. Good weather.
We're inside. We're not on the lawn. So, although it seems to be cooling down at night.
Yeah.
Like the temperature dropped down yesterday, you know, when you guys came over, it was comfortable. It wasn't oppressive.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it'll be the same tonight.
Yeah, well, that'll be good. You guys will have fun, and you're going with your oldest, correct?
I'm going with my oldest and her boyfriend.
Wonderful.
She's off to the Canary Islands in a couple weeks, so.
Yeah.
And then you dropped your daughter off on Monday. We talked about that.
I did. You know what? She's coming home tonight for a quick visit, and she's got to be back tomorrow.
A little recharge.
Yeah, she's got to be back tomorrow.
Mom and Dad time.
By 4 o'clock, and we're heading. A little bit later. We're going to be talking to the soccer coaches, and tomorrow.
Yep.
We're going to be heading down, Michelle and I will head down to Sauhegan for the boys' soccer opener.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but if you looked at it, my opening takes on soccer, actually.
Oh, really?
I thought the theme of our show would be soccer.
I haven't looked at it. I have to let Eric know. At the break, I'll get him the number because we're going to be calling Coach Eric Nelson.
Oh, that's right. You haven't done anything since you've been here. Usually happens at the beginning.
It usually does, but it hasn't.
All right. So. Do you want to go first?
No, go ahead. I want to hear about soccer.
Well, keeping in the theme of soccer today, because we're going to have the boys and girls coach from Kingswood on the Kingswood Hotline, brought to you by Duran Insurance. Duran is independent, works for you. I was checking out the Revs, the New England Revolution. Did you know the New England Revolution have the best record in MLS?
I saw that.
They are in first place by like six games.
Yeah, I saw the highlights.
They have the best record in the whole MLS.
That's great.
They are absolutely dominating. And so, but you had to look for it to find out. You had to look for this.
Which frustrates me. We had talked about this, I guess, way, way back. And I mean, this is a team that's owned by Robert Kraft.
Yep. They
play at Gillette.
Which I think is a problem. That's one of my takes. And so what's it going to take? So we have the best professional soccer team in the United States playing in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
When the Patriots are the best team, which they're not right now, but when the Patriots are the best team, that's all we hear about.
Yeah.
Every radio station, everybody's talking about shirts and everything like that. What's it going to take for soccer to catch on?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's still not catching on. I had to Google this to find this out.
Right.
This is not something that comes over the airwaves.
Right. You had to go out of your way.
I had to go out of my way.
You don't see it on Twitter necessarily.
I go online. I check out a regular feed, my Twitter feed, and all this kind of stuff. Nobody's talking about the Revs. Mm-hmm. You go to ESPN. Nobody's talking about the Revs. Any kind of search, you have to search MLS soccer to find out information
to get
about
any
this.
News.
What's it going to take?
I mean, I think unfortunately we lump ourselves as Americans, United States citizens, whatever, that we don't have the love of soccer that other countries in the world have. And it's frustrating because, now that I have become a soccer fan because my son plays, so I've been watching a lot of soccer, it's really enjoyable. You coached soccer forever.
19 years.
Yeah. And I think what it's going to take is being able to get people interested in soccer, and the only way you can get them interested in soccer is for them to attend a soccer game or two, and then you kind of get the bug.
Like, when's the next exciting Revolution soccer game?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Yeah. We have no idea. So, exactly. I mean, maybe that's the first thing. Social media. Maybe he has to start publicizing. Maybe Robert Kraft, with all of his money and all of his power, needs to talk about it. Maybe he should have Bill Belichick talk about it. Maybe Bill and the head coach of the Revs, who I don't know who it is, should get together and have a press conference.
Can you name anybody on the Revs?
No.
But neither can I.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Maybe we can take these really popular sports like the Patriots and get them connected with the Revolution.
Maybe this is a corporate issue, that there's not enough marketing at the corporate level.
You mean of the MLS?
Of the MLS and the Revs in specific.
Right. I
mean, New England's a pretty good front-running area. When the teams are winning, everybody's, into it.
Right.
And I understand it's not one of the four major ones. It would be the fifth major sport, but it's a fifth backed
still
by a lot.
It's still a professional sport.
These guys are getting paid big money.
Right.
Great
athletes.
Some of them are world-renowned, the guys that come over from Europe. David Beckham came and played in the MLS.
Yeah.
You know what team he played for?
LA Galaxy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Is it true?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, yeah.
All right. just the fact
I just
that you
threw knew, it out there, like
the
LA.
Fact that,
so.
The fact that you knew a team, I was impressed with.
Yeah, thank you.
It's American soccer has a serious problem. It has a serious recognition problem.
Right.
That we don't know. We've been doing this sports show for 3.5 years. We don't know. We don't cover professional soccer.
We don't.
We don't talk about it.
Maybe we're part of the problem.
We are part of the problem.
Yeah.
No, I'm not throwing rocks at anybody. I'm saying we are part of the problem. Maybe they need to have their own soccer-only stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Where
build their own facility.
Yes. Where they, right now they go to a football stadium of 58,000 people.
Right.
They don't fill it by any means, so it's an empty feeling.
That's right.
It's like watching a Thursday afternoon Red Sox game, right now. But there's no desire to go see these games. There's no desire. I mean, are they ever on television? Maybe a tape delay.
Maybe
when nobody else is playing, you'll get a Revs game.
Right.
It's a problem, and I don't know what it's going to take.
So build a stadium in Foxborough, maybe for them, a smaller stadium, with like 20 capacity of 20,000.
Downtown 000. Boston. I think you got
to
go
get
downtown
get to
Boston.
Where the population.
Smaller capacity, 20,000 sounds about right.
Yeah.
And
wow, what is that?
That's my computer.
Oh, that's interesting. How do I mute this thing? So you want to build a smaller stadium, put it in an area where there's lots and lots of people, and get people excited about soccer, the MLS, the Revolution. And I think the way you do that, like you said, is we need to be able to market it. Not just us. I mean, we should be talking about MLS, but we should be talking. The MLS should be doing a better job of selling their product.
Sorry, I'm trying to hang up on her. Somebody FaceTimed me and I clicked the wrong button and then I had her on the phone.
She was on the show. We should have brought her on the show.
I should have.
That would have been great.
That was Amanda Lepar. Amanda Lepar was a Kingswood athlete for.
Oh, and Amanda's been on the show before.
Amanda has been on the show. I think our signal's going to cross. She was calling my son.
Gotcha. Because, it's interesting that you say that. I think I may know more about professional wrestling than I do about MLS soccer, which I don't know.
I'm with you. I think it's a real problem, and being a soccer themed show today, for the most part, I don't know what it's going to take.
Yeah,
we have the best team in the nation.
The
best team in the nation. If the Patriots, the Bruins, the Celtics, or the Red Sox were up by 10 games or whatever the Revolutions are, that's all we would be hearing about.
Yeah. Look how good they are. Let's see.
None of us knew it. I had to Google it.
How about you, Eric? We didn't even ask you. Are you in with the Revolution?
No, not a big soccer fan. Okay. However, their next game is Saturday.
Wow.
Did you know that or did you Google it?
I Googled it.
That's good to know.
All right, what do you got?
It's a little Patriots, and I just wanted to know. We know, and I think we can say this, that Bill Belichick rarely makes mistakes. He is very articulate, or I don't know, not always articulate, but he doesn't say anything that's going to cause He doesn't misspeak. All right.
Yep.
This is what he said. Bill Belichick was asked if he had a timetable for naming his starter being quarterback. So whether it's going to be Cam Newton or Mac Jones, his reply was, "I don't have a timetable on that. Can't tell you." Belichick told reporters. Here's my question for you. I thought he just went on and said Cam Newton is the starting quarterback. Cam Newton's the guy. Cam Newton is going to be starting week one. If Cam Newton is the starter, shouldn't have Bill's response been Cam is our quarterback? Instead of saying there's no timetable, I haven't made a decision type thing, and kind of letting the media, like us, jump all over this. Like, what did Bill just do? Did Bill just open up a can of worms and say he might be looking at Mac Jones?
No. Cam's our quarterback.
Well, why do you think Bill said that? Why wouldn't Bill just come out and say, "I've said it 5,000 times.
I think he's playing games.
Cam
right
is
now.
Our quarterback."
I think he's playing games. And I don't know if you caught any of the reports from practice.
Sure.
Cam went out there like he had never been gone.
Right. Yeah, but he never been gone, but it's still subpar.
I'm not saying he played well.
No, that's what I mean.
I'm saying that he was the first quarterback out.
Right.
He worked at the ones. He took number one reps. And then Mac Jones took number two reps and had the most reps, but apparently that's what happens with the number two quarterback. They take the most reps. And it's like yesterday never happened.
Right.
Cam's our starter.
Which is frustrating.
We better come to grips with it. And I'm very disappointed, but you better come to grips with the fact that
I can come to grips with Cam being the starting quarterback. What I can't come to grips with is worrying about the morning of kickoff is – Cam going to have some type of COVID issue?
Cam obviously has pictures of Bill because Bill has never done this before as far as protecting a player like he's protected.
Right.
Cam Newton, now he's saying that he didn't break team rules. It was a misunderstanding. Belichick has followed that. I remember Belichick benching Wes Welker for a playoff game because he talked about Rex Ryan's wife's foots.
Right.
Something like
that.
The
foot fetish.
The foot fetish. Yeah. We still don't know why Malcolm Butler was benched for a whole Super Bowl, which probably would have been the difference in winning.
Probably.
We still don't know that one. There was times Adelius Thomas got released when he was, being indifferent. Tattoo guy that always speaks out against Belichick now, the Patriots. He was in for a cup of coffee and then they got rid of him.
Yeah.
Defensive end, played awful.
Yeah.
He was gone. Cam Newton incompetently is missing from the team.
Right.
For his own incompetence.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that. I'll go out and say that. Yeah. I don't think it was
misunderstanding. He didn't do what he was supposed to do.
And he comes back and doesn't have anything. No discipline whatsoever.
No.
No, he does. Not only does he have not have discipline.
He just handed the ball. Oh, the ones are there. Go get under center.
Yep. So Cam's your quarterback.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling Cam's going to be your quarterback for more than just one game.
Yeah. We'll see. All right. Well, we're going to be coming back with Coach Eric Nelson of the boys varsity soccer team.
All right, Mike and the Hoss. Mike and the Hoss is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit. Need a chainsaw, some paint, or even a grill? Don't head down to the big box store. Stop at Bradley's Hardware in downtown Wolfboro. At Bradley's, you will find all of your hardware needs. Bradley's Hardware carries quality name brands such as Steel and Echo Power Equipment, Benjamin Moore Paints, Weber and Big Green Egg Grills, and just about anything else you could find in a hardware store. Bradley's also stocks an extensive inventory of rental equipment. Rent anything from a commercial carpet cleaner to a cement mixer. So before you head out of town, stop at Bradley's Hardware on 22 Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro. They are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7:30 to 5. Bradley's is your local hardware choice.
After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more, with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with two large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
Hey, Charlie, you know who else has some great ice cream?
Bailey's Bubble on Railroad Ave in downtown Wolfboro?
That's right. A Wolfboro institution. They're open from 11 to 9, 7 days a week.
Make sure you tell them Mike and the Hoss sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Hoss. Before we go to Coach Nelson, this Saturday at the Full Belly Bar and Grill, it's the Errol Wayne Band.
Ooh.
Errol Wayne Band at 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock on the patio at the Full Belly Bar and Grill.
And they're located at the Kingswood Golf Course.
You got it.
Awesome. All right. Hey, Coach Nelson, are you there?
I am. How are you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for taking our call and looking forward to speaking with you. So we've got Coach Eric Nelson. He is the head varsity boys soccer coach, and he has his captains with him, which is exciting. You must be excited, first off, Coach, that it looks like we're going to be able to have a full season and everything's underway and things are seem to be pretty exciting for you guys.
Yeah, very optimistic about the season. We have 11 returning varsity players this year. We got three varsity captains, and three returning seniors, and they happen to be the same people. Dave Arenello, Carter Morrissey, and Declan Slusser are three captains this year. All three of them actually played 4 years for me for varsity. So, they're not with me right now, but, we'll have to, have them chat with you guys some other time, but, excited for the season for sure. And, excited for our first game tomorrow against Sauhegan.
Well, that's awesome. Let me just review, because I didn't quite hear that. I know Declan Sluss, Carter Morrissey, and who was the third captain?
Gabe Arenello.
Oh, Gabe Arenello. Oh my gosh, Coach, that's amazing. You got some really good captains. You're gonna have a lot of support from those guys. That's great.
So, sure. Coach, as now that you've come out of preseason with your first game, obviously tomorrow, what have you identified as your strengths and weaknesses so far?
Well, I think we have a really good core returning, obviously, bringing back 11 players, two goalkeepers, and nine field players. So they're pretty veteran, even though they're a young team, where there's only three seniors on the field. Overall, our defense has actually really surprised me. Obviously, Charlie's son, Johnny, and James Yarling coming back. 2 years of starting under their belts for their third year in their junior season. And then Declan's going to be in the center of them this year as their center back. And obviously Carter playing a defensive midfield in front of them. So I think our defensive unit will be pretty strong this year. And we've got some young sophomores that are pretty explosive in terms of offensive firepower. So I'm excited to see what this season has entailed for us.
That's exciting, yeah. I had obviously had the opportunity to watch your scrimmage the other night at Prospect Mountain. It's always fun to go over there and kind of play like the neighbors, which is always a good thing to do. What are your thoughts with as far as the season? So now we're back. You know, I know we're currently in a pandemic and COVID, unfortunately, is ramping up. But as far as a athletic schedule, we are now back to Division II and we're traveling all over the state and I'm going to have lots of games. How do you think the team's going to respond this year based on the fact that it's not just going to be the local competition?
I think we have a great schedule this year. We get to play actually some teams in Division One this year. We're going to go to Spalding twice, so that'll be a good contest against my alma mater. And overall, I think the boys are going to surprise a lot of teams throughout the state. And I talk about quite a bit that Kingswood Soccer, we're starting to change that culture, but doesn't necessarily have the history of the trophies for in the soccer department. But the wins that they've kind of racked up in the last couple of years and that momentum that they're starting to build is starting to turn some heads and getting some recognition. Other coaches are noticing. Our athletes are starting to get recognized for All-State and those kind of things. So if they continue and they can continue to put the effort that I've seen in the last couple of years and that comes to full fruition on the field, I think we're going to surprise a lot of teams this year. Have a possible deep playoff run. We'll see.
That's exciting, Coach. Coach, I missed who's your goalies this year?
So we have Caleb Russo, and he was actually voted as assistant captain. And Healy Larson is our backup goalkeeper for varsity.
And they both saw time last year, correct?
Yeah. Healy got some time as well this year in preseason. Both of them are looking good. Caleb, obviously, a junior, and Healy, a sophomore. So, we try to give them each a little bit of time, just like hockey goalies, especially if we have a couple games that are right back-to-back. Sometimes it's good to mix it up with the goalkeepers. For the most part, Caleb will be our starter, and Healy will get some time as well.
That's great. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your assistant coaches? Do you have some assistant coaches and the JV coach?
So right now, we're kind of in a little bit of a difficult situation. Nick is coming back as an assistant coach and goaltending coach for us. If you guys know anybody that's interested in coaching both at the JV level and at the middle school level, I'd appreciate any plugs that you guys can give on your radio show because we are in dire need of middle school soccer coaches and a JV coach right now. As of right now, we're going to be doing some combined practices with JV and varsity because we just don't have the coaching staff. It's kind of a tough situation, but we got good numbers for both the middle school and high school program. We just don't have the coaching staff, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, obviously with the current climate, apparently it's hitting coaches as well as far as unemployment or not being able to find good coaches. That's unfortunate, but certainly we'll do what we can, Eric, to kind of promote the program and see if there are coaches that are listening out there that would like to help out. And I'm sure that you could even use some help, even if there's someone that could just help out a couple of days here and there each week. I'm sure that would be a big help.
Of course. And it's a good group. Middle school program is going to be very talented this year. So it shouldn't be too difficult to be coaching those guys. They got a lot of talent, a lot of experienced players. So I'm looking forward to that season as well.
What are the numbers at in the whole program between middle school and high school?
I think it's upwards of 70.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got a lot of kids involved. So it's good.
That's excellent.
Excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to just, if you don't mind, because we have a few minutes, obviously you could tell us anything you want about Kingswood Soccer, but I have a question for you. We were talking about this beforehand. We were talking about the revolution and mm-hmm. how well they're playing. And we're really struggling because Mike found that out because he had to Google it. It doesn't like come across Twitter, you know. It's not on the news. People aren't talking about it. And we were wondering, you know, if you had any thoughts of how the MLS can do a better job of promoting soccer and getting people to be more excited about soccer.
So I think one of the issues too is regionally. I mean, it's a little bit difficult because we're so successful in other sports. But around the country, if you look. Places like Atlanta and Seattle, I mean, they're filling the football stadium. So you go down to, what is it, Mercedes-Benz Stadium where the Falcons play?
Right.
They sold out sell out the entire stadium with soccer fans and have almost half of that bowl filled up with season ticket holders. So a lot of it, I think, is regionally. I think there's difficulty with the Revolution because of the success of the other Boston sports and the popularity of the other Boston sports, and the fact that they're kind of in the shadow, and the Crafts have really started to putting some money in terms of the coaching and the facilities for the Revolution. But it's kind of been like the ugly stepchild of the Crafts for a while, but that has since changed in the last couple of years with the addition of Coach Bruce Arena. So I think the major thing is just continuing to find the right markets and continuing to have that involvement at the youth level, because that's the major thing, is that obviously in order to change perceptions, it's got to have some kind of a popularity at the youth level and get youth participation up. And we're seeing that with soccer and baseball, and seeing other sports that are trending a little bit lower. But as long as those kids grow up and continue to want to watch soccer as adults, I think we'll see some big changes in the MLS as well. They just had the All-Star game last night, and they played against the Mexican League, the MX League, for the All-Star game. It was the first time they did the MLS All-Stars versus the Mexican League All-Stars, which was interesting because there's thoughts that it could merge, which would be very, very interesting for competition, because a lot of the MLS fans out there do have Hispanic backgrounds and those kind of things. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next couple of years.
Coach, I mean, that's kind of my point, is that I had no idea that the All-Star game happened last night. And, you know, mm-hmm. I spend a decent amount of time, you know, going through sports stations and sports websites and so on, and that didn't come across any of the feeds that I'm involved with. So now I understand that I don't follow any specific soccer feeds, but just general sports feeds, just a Fox News feed or, an ESPN sports feed. It's just not there. My question, though, do you think a soccer-only stadium would make a difference for the Revolution? Do you think that would move the needle at all?
I think so. The major target demographic for soccer and professional soccer, MLS, is in that 30 to 40-year-old male, 35-year-old male. We're seeing in college towns in particular a huge popularity and demand for MLS. It's something that I think definitely would sell out if it was downtown Boston. Foxborough is a little bit difficult. They kind of cater a little bit more towards families now. But I think within walking distance, the colleges, universities, and urban subgroups, I think that would be a huge, huge draw for the Revolution and getting the popularity in this area. Like I said, it's not an issue in the South and different parts of the country, the Northwest and Southwest and Florida. There's a huge demand in the southern parts of the United States. It seems like it's just a little bit more of an issue here in the Northeast, and I attribute that more towards the success and the popularity of the Patriots, of the Red Sox, of the Bruins, and the Celtics as well. So, I mean, those sports, those big four are kind of ingrained in our culture, and Revolution's kind of playing catch up.
Well, Eric, we definitely appreciate your insight into this, because we are soccer fans, so we're excited. But more importantly, we're Kingswood soccer fans, so we wish you luck tomorrow night as you guys travel down to Sauhegan. I certainly will be there cheering on the team, and looking forward to talking to you later in the season, because we'd love to have you back for a playoff preview. And obviously, anything that we can do as Mike and the Hoss, you let us know, and we'll get out there and we'll try to get you some coaches. But thank you so much for calling into the show today.
For sure. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Yeah, you too. Yeah.
So that was Coach Eric Nelson on the Kingswood Hotline, brought to you by Duran Independent Insurance. Duran is independent, works for you.
Yes.
As you know, I've been fortunate enough to spend a little bit of time in Europe and in some heavy, heavy soccer places, Barcelona, Madrid, London, and a bunch of Italian cities. Just about all of those places, and it just reminded me when he said this, their major soccer stadiums are in neighborhoods, downtown neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And there's no parking. There's no parking in these stadiums.
You gotta walk there.
You turn right on Maple, and boom, there's a big stadium. And that's that is it. And so it's much more, and he mentioned, you know, people being able to walk to stadiums, getting that neighborhood crowd in there. That's how the European stadiums do it.
Right.
They're in neighborhoods. And so, I mean, we did a couple tours, and, you know, you're on a tour bus, and then just this magnificent stadium just pops up, like I said, on a side street.
Yeah.
You know, you're going on a side street, and it's an amazing stadium. When you go to Gillette, you see Gillette for miles and miles away.
Oh, for miles. You get excited, especially when the lights are on.
Right.
Yeah.
But you see it for miles away.
Right.
Just Route 1 south going down there,
right.
It's such a big enterprise, starting from, you know, all the parking places and all
right.
this kind of stuff.
That's right.
What the way they do it in Europe is that they don't do it. It's not like that. It's public transportation to get there.
Yeah.
There is no parking. There was no parking lots.
Yeah.
You know, you found a way to get
so
to the stadium.
So we need to, what you've said, is we need to build a stadium in, let's build it in Charlestown.
Oh, that's a good
right
idea.
Right next to Boston.
All right.
Yeah.
When we come back, we are going to have trivia brought to you by Full Belly Deli, and we're going to talk some Red Sox, I think.
Red Sox Patriots.
All right. Mike and Austin.
Lucas Roasting Company, which is located on King Street in beautiful Back Bay, Wolfboro. They serve delicious coffee, tea, espresso, and lattes. And you know what, Mike? They were voted the best coffee in New Hampshire by WMUR. They even roast their own coffee inside their cafe. Lucas Roasting offers over 40 different single origins and blends of coffee to choose from. My favorite is the Italian roast. It's really dark and has great, great flavor. After 13 years in the coffee industry, Lucas Roasting Company can handle personal and large business orders. Stop by their cafe on King Street in Wolfboro or order online to have delicious coffee shipped right to your door. The cafe is open Wednesday and Thursday, 7 to 5, and Friday and Saturday, 7 to 3. Or go ahead and visit lucasroasting.com anytime.
And please make sure to tell them that Mike and the Haas sent you.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas at yumyumshot.com. Mike and the Haas is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or DuranIndependentInsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you. Welcome back to Mike and the Haas on WASR, powered by the MM Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro. It can be found on WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM and all over the world on WASR.net. The MM Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread and a full-service ice cream bar, and, of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the MM Shop the next time you're in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you're there, enter the discount code of Mike and the Haas or WASR to receive $5 off a Gingy Box. And you can join our conversation, 569 Lake, 569-5253.
And they're going to need that number, because coming up right now is going to be trivia. So it's 569-5253 or 569 Lake. I also wanted to let you know, I thought about you yesterday, because the Yum Yum Shop on their Twitter feed had a picture of, on Instagram, had a picture of a gingerbread cookie with all the frosting. And I said, there's only one person in the world that loves that.
No, that's not. That's everybody loves that.
I don't think Eric and Charlie love that. I don't want to speak for Eric. Do you like the frosting on the gingerbread cookie?
I'm not a frosting fan.
Yes, neither am I. So,
have you tried it?
I have.
Yeah. Okay.
But
all right.
You would.
I'm also diabetic.
please don't have the frosting.
Yeah. Right. That'll throw you right over the top.
All right. So we've got trivia. Who's it sponsored by?
This is sponsored by the Full Belly Deli. And if you call in and give us the correct answer, Eric's going to give you to us. We're going to give you back to Eric. Eric's going to take your information, and you're going to get a $20 gift card to the Full Belly Deli simply by calling 569-5253 and giving us the correct answer to the following question. What year were the Patriots founded? The New England Patriots, not the 1776 Patriots, but the New England Patriots. What year were the New England Patriots founded?
Okay, so what year were they founded?
Yes.
All right. Great. I'm excited. I knew it because I actually have a shirt that says it.
Okay. I just so you know, if somebody doesn't call the first round, I'm going to make this a multiple choice question.
Oh, you are?
I am. I'm going to make this a multiple. I'm going to give it a few minutes first.
Yeah, let's see if they know the year that the Patriots were founded.
That's for a $20 gift card to the Full Belly Deli. Yeah. What year were the New England Patriots found? All right. Let's talk some Red Sox here.
Okay.
Just change it up a little bit. You know, we talk about the MLS and soccer and all this kind of stuff, and what are we going to do? And then what do? We come out with a football trivia question.
Yeah, I know. We didn't really keep it all soccer specific today.
But we are part of the problem.
That's right. We should have said, because, and I still can't remember, even though Coach Nelson said it, who is the head coach of the Revolution.
So. Oh God. So your Red Sox 72-56, third in the East, 7.5 games out.
Yep.
They are 1.5 games ahead of Oakland, and
for
the wild card, yep. And 2.5. This is the second wild card.
Yep.
I think that it's inevitable that they're going to be out of this. But although Toronto they've fallen off the wayside. Yep. Oakland is playing crappy.
Yeah.
And
well, Oakland played crappy against Seattle, so Seattle gained some ground on that. But you're right. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I think right now you have the second wild card teams that are in contention, being the Red Sox, the A's, and the Mariners, aren't necessarily playing great baseball.
So, I mean, people know that I've listened on Monday. I went to the game on Saturday.
Right.
Horrible game.
Yeah.
They played the game that you were supposed to go to on Monday.
Yeah, and that was an exciting game. It was the Rangers, as you call it, the AAA affiliate of Texas, but they ended up winning with a grand slam, Travis Shaw, in extra innings.
Yep. They had to come from behind in that game.
They did.
This is the second worst team in the league.
Yep.
Then on Tuesday they were winning 9-3, I believe,
yes.
And I decided to go watch something else, and I came back and it was 11-9.
Right.
With runners on second and third and nobody out, somehow the Red Sox got out of it and won that game.
Yeah,
this is against Minnesota, who is not a very good team either this year.
No.
And then yesterday, they were down 4-0 when we were kind of keeping track of it at my house, and they tied it up 4-4. Now, during this 4-0 or this game, or before, we'll get to the end in a second, they pimped what they thought was a home run, which happened to be off the wall or something like that.
Yeah, it was Verdugo.
Yep, Verdugo. Yep. Who we like, Verdugo.
Nothing wrong with him, but he needs to, when you hit the ball, run.
Yeah, and so he was thrown. Was he thrown out?
He rounded first, then I believe they got him.
Yep. Yes. Okay. Our friend Christian Vasquez forgot how many outs there were.
Yep.
That led to a run. The bullpen. So the Red Sox came back, tied it up 4-4, and they gave it on to Bobles.
Sure.
Whatever his name is. It's a pretty interesting name.
Yeah.
And he proceeded to give 5 runs up in the 11th inning or 10th inning. And
a couple of bombs. Yeah.
It's ugly. It's just ugly baseball.
Yeah.
It's not good. Their starting pitching, believe it or not, has been okay over the past couple weeks. It's their bullpen that's been horrible.
And the mental errors. I think the bullpen's been terrible. The mental errors, you know, not running.
No. They are playing a horrible defense at first. Mm-hmm. Devers has been playing poorly. Bogarts has been playing poorly.
Yep.
You know, those are, you know, arguably your three most important defensive positions, maybe besides catcher, and we know how he's been playing. Why Vasquez is still playing, I do not get. It seems to me this is a really good opportunity to shake things up. And now I know Kyle Schwarber has been playing very well.
Yep.
He has been on base
back
more than half
good.
The time.
Yep.
And that he's supposed to start first base today.
Yeah.
I believe he's supposed to start today. If that doesn't work out, why not just move Devers over and just juggle this thing up?
Start doing it.
Yeah, move Devers over now. Find yourself a third baseman that can play.
What about bring the kid up from AAA?
To which one? Which kid are we talking about?
You had him last show. The shortstop.
He's in AAA.
Is he, or is he single A?
I think he's single A.
All right.
I think he's,
so
yeah.
Never mind.
He's the one that was drafted this
year.
We're
not moving him. Okay, we're not moving him up yet.
No.
But because we're going to make, I think we made the decision that we're going to move Bogarts the third when he's ready.
The Red Sox have 3 or 4 good prospects in their organization. When I say good prospects, they're going to be major leaguers.
Yeah.
None of them are in AAA. I don't believe so. I think they're all in either single A or double A.
Okay.
Now, making a jump from double A to
the majors,
you
can do that, yeah. Come over from Portland.
That's happened. But I don't think we're going to see those guys help us this year.
Okay. I mean, unless they're completely out of it. You could potentially have a call-up.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to help us.
Yeah. No. Right.
I don't think that's going to be
that. But at least they get them a little taste of MLB.
They are, we mentioned last week, is, you know, where is Cora falling in this? Right now we see Cora getting mad.
Yeah. Big deal.
We do believe that he's if he's going to get credit for them playing well, then you got to get credit for them playing poorly.
Right.
And I think that's how that should work. So he should be criticized. Their starting pitching has been better. It actually has been pretty good, but yet they're only throwing four or five innings.
Yeah.
So if that's right now your strength of your game, why are we pulling them out in the fourth inning?
Right. Keep them going. And is today sale day? I don't even know.
Well, sale day was last Friday, so it's got to be sale day today.
Okay.
It's got to be. I'd love to see him go more than five innings.
Right, yeah. Push him just a little bit.
If he's throwing well. But then again, this is not Baltimore and Texas that he's playing. Not that Minnesota's any great shakes, but
right.
You know, this is maybe a little bit more of a test. I love Sale's attitude right now. He certainly has become the leader of that team.
Mm-hmm.
But and they have been playing. They've been winning games, but they haven't been playing better. They've just been playing worse competition. So you can't get
right.
too excited about the fact that they're winning because – their wins have come against Baltimore, Texas, Minnesota, and they're not even winning all of those games.
Right.
Their losses have come against the Yankees, the Jays, the Rays. I mean, those are their losses. So they're in this nice stretch of kind of cupcake games, and they're not catching up. They're still losing ground to the Rays. They have to go 30-4.
Yeah.
If the Rays stayed on the pace that they're at, which is 101 wins,
mm-hmm.
they would have to go 30. The Red Sox would have to go 30-4
right.
to catch the Rays.
That's all we have left, 34 games.
That is not happening.
No, of course not.
So,
well, I think the AL East is gone. We kind of agreed on that.
Okay.
It's whether or not they're going to be able to keep one of the two wild card slots.
So they're 2.5 behind the Yankees, or 3 behind the Yankees.
For the first wild card spot.
All right. So, I had said before when they had like 38 games, they had to win 28 of them.
Yeah.
At 34 games, I'm going to say they're going to need to win 24 games. They're going to have to go 24-10 to secure one of these wild card games.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. I just don't see them winning. Do you see them playing better than .500 ball the rest of the way?
I don't. No.
No, I don't
not
either.
The way they're built right now.
And if the season would not have started the way it did, and I say start as in basically the first 3 months.
Yeah.
And the Sox were at 72-56 right now, and they've been. They were never in first place. They were just a dirt dog team.
Kind of, yeah, right.
We'd be all excited right now. Mm-hmm. We would be all excited. It's the way that they've gotten to this. And I'll golf round. If you shoot 75 in golf,
yeah.
you know, as far as us amateurs, you feel pretty good. But if you were 4-under for the first 14 holes and then pop the last four holes,
you
go to 75 when you're now 3-over, you're not going to feel good about it.
No.
But if you were 7 or 8 over for those first 14 holes and then you shoot the 75.
Feeling good.
You're feeling good. Right now, the Red Sox
were in first place for a long time.
They were 4-under, and now they're really stinking up the final stretch here. The back nine has not been friendly to them.
No.
And that's what we're looking at with these Red Sox, and it's very frustrating to watch. And I think these guys started to strut a little bit too early.
Yeah.
And I put this on some of these guys, I think just the way they carry themselves. Christian Vasquez is number one on my list.
Mm-hmm.
The way he started carrying himself, like, hey, we're a first-place team. Dude, they're in first place not because of you. You are having basically an average season, if to not below average season, for you.
Right.
You know, I mean, and so they're winning despite you.
Right.
This team was winning because Nathan Eovaldi was pitching really well. Mm-hmm. This team was pitching because Pivetta was pitching well.
Sure.
Erod was showing up every couple starts. He would show up. You know, that's why Barnes was lights out the first three months of the year. Then they gave him a 3-year extension, and he hasn't got any, I don't know if he's gotten anybody out since then.
Yeah.
Kiki Hernandez was playing over the top. Verdugo was playing really well. Mm-hmm. They still had the hole at Bogarts and Devers were playing well. Martinez was playing well. Renfro has been playing well all season.
Yeah.
You know, you got to Renfro is what a steal that was. $3 million, and you have control of him for the next 2 years.
Great steal. And you still have the first base issues, even when they were playing well.
Right.
So
that hasn't changed. But they started strutting way, way, way too early and reading their headlines, and they lost track of who they were.
Yeah.
And who they were underdogs. And when you were no longer underdogs and you think, oh, we've arrived, see Jason Tatum, it's not a good combination, and that's what we're seeing.
Patriots? Or we don't have time?
We got about a minute.
Let's
save the Patriots for afterwards. There's just, plenty of stuff there to talk about with the Patriots.
All right.
Real quickly, did you catch any Celtics news this week?
I didn't catch any Celtics news, but I wanted to one thing on MLB before you say that. Did you see that the Orioles broke their losing streak last night against Ohtani?
Yeah.
Yeah, which was frustrating. I wanted them to lose, but I certainly didn't want Ohtani to lose.
I saw something today that, do you think that Chain Bloom...
Heimblum.
Yeah. Heimblum. Sorry. Chain... Why do you say Heimblum?
That's how you say it. C-H-A-I-M. You say it Heim.
Okay. Heimblum.
Yes.
Is he somebody who, if they start to get out of it a little bit, is going to kind of fold the tent and say, I'm going to go for draft picks?
Possibly. Yeah.
You know, is that why he didn't make a lot of moves at the deadline? He wants...
Just to see how it's going to play out.
He's really Tampa North.
Yeah.
And he still has that mentality.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Could be.
All right, we get back. We'll come talk about some. But wait, Patriots. Before I go, I want to leave you guys with the trivia question again. In what year were the New England Patriots founded? And I'm going to give you three choices: 1940, 1940, 1950, 1960, 1970. So if you want to call 569-5253, Mike and Haas.
Carroll County Oil is independently owned and operated. Danny and Mike have been serving the Lakes region for over 20 years. Carroll County Oil offers prompt, courteous service with competitive rates. They offer automatic, will call, pre-buy, and budget programs designed to fit your needs. If your oil burner needs service, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they will contact a qualified technician 24 hours a day. At Carroll County Oil, you are a name, not a number. So, when your knees are knocking, fear no more, give Carroll County Oil a call, and they'll be at your door. 539-8332.
Hey, this is Mike and Charlie from Mike and the Haas. If you're looking for a great night out, try the Full Belly Bar and Grill at Kingswood Country Club. The Bar and Grill is a delicious Friday night prime rib for $20, plus additional food and drink specials every night.
Hey Mike, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro for some of the tastiest subs in town. You have to try the Full Belly Deli. Both restaurants offer delivery and takeout. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955.
And you can reach the Bar and Grill at 603-569-9869. And check out the 2021 Summer Concert Series on the Full Belly Bar and Grill Facebook page. Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Haas. If you're in the real estate market, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Faye brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Faye, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Faye. No one knows the local market better than Faye, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306 or Verani.com.
If you're involved in an automobile accident and need your vehicle repaired by experts, call Weston Auto Body in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. Weston Auto Body is a family-run business, and they are the oldest auto body shop continuously operating in the United States. Weston Auto will work with your insurance company and the paperwork associated with your claim. Hey, Mike, did you know that Weston Auto does more than just body work? They do alignments, oil changes, brakes, exhaust systems, shocks, struts, state inspections, batteries, tires, and many other services. Give them a call at 603-569-4400, and don't forget to tell them that Mike and the Haas sent you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Haas and WASR, powered by the M Shop. On the Kingswood Hotline, brought to you by Duran Independent Insurance, Duran's independent work for you, we have the Kingswood Varsity Girls Coach. Coach, you with us?
I am.
All right, welcome.
Awesome. Hey, Shane, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today. I first off need to apologize because I realize in my notes I was supposed to send you questions, but I actually don't really have any questions. We just kind of make them up as we go along, so I figured you'd be game for that.
Absolutely.
Awesome. First off, I want to say congratulations. You guys performed exceptionally well at the NHTI tournament this past weekend, and I've had the opportunity from a distance to see some of your practices, and some of your music choices are excellent as well. So it's really nice to have you as a Kingswood coach, and credit to you for all the things that you've done for Kingswood soccer in the past with the boys team. So it's awesome to have you. Who do you have with you today, Coach?
Well, I have both of our – well, firstly, thank you for saying that. The music, it's a battle between myself and the girls. I'm trying to get some older stuff on, and they're winning. But if they're not having a very good practice, what we generally do is we take over the music,
yep.
And the assistant coaches and myself, and then we play some good music, Tom Petty, some older stuff. So
good.
The girls
good.
Play better quickly, generally, and then.
You know what? I bet they, Shane. I bet they play great with a little Mamma Mia soundtrack.
I wouldn't know. I played Rat the other day, and boy, even Alex, the trainer, was he wasn't doing that. So we're in his office now, by the way.
So oh, good.
All right, so we have both our team captains for the 2021 season, Jill and Marcella.
Awesome. Well, welcome, Jill, and welcome, Marcella.
Thank you.
Hi, girls. So the first question is going to you, girls. How has the preseason gone for you?
I think jumping in with, like, 5 weeks preseason that we had has definitely been really, really beneficial so far to the team. We've seen a lot of improvement, and our conditioning's great starting off, and our tactical's great, so it's just been really good to have the preseason to help us get to where we are now.
Yeah, it's definitely been a big change from last season, but it helps us start where we started in the middle of the season last year. So we're ahead of the game this year, and I think some of the teams are going to be caught by surprise. So, yeah, we're really fortunate.
That's awesome. Girls, we're going to stick with you guys. Obviously, the season is starting. You guys start under the lights, which is exciting, on Friday night, which is going to be a lot of fun. But what are you guys looking forward to? What are some of the strengths of the team?
I think some of the strengths of the team is that we're able to adapt to new positions, and that's something that we definitely have worked on a lot in the preseason. And I could pick out any player in the team, and I could probably say that they could play anywhere. And it's just great that we have that, like, fluid. And I think that in the game tomorrow, we're going to see that a lot. We're going to be moving around a lot and shifting and adapting to what the other team is looking for. So,
and we also have a whole bunch of fast players and young freshmen on the team. And so they definitely bring something to offer playing year-round. It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game.
Coach, this one's for you. As you look at your schedule, where are the strengths of Division II? Who are you looking out for? Who are you keeping an eye on as you move forward through your schedule?
That's a good question. Firstly, I just, like, these girls just gave really good answers.
They did. They
I
did.
I was worried about the answers that they gave, but they gave kind of faces after it. But those are better answers than I would give. So I'll prove that point by this next answer. Everybody in D2 is good. Looking at Milford, looking at Sauhegan, looking at just Pembroke, and nothing's a given. And I think that's proven in the years past that we're going to have to work to prepare for every team and approach them a little differently.
This one's for the girls, actually. The heat has been, I mean, obviously, you know, you're in the trainer's office right now, but have you guys been practicing on the turf in the heat, or you've been out on the grass?
So the past couple of days, or yesterday and the day before, we were on the turf, and then the day before that, we were on the grass. And the turf obviously is like 10 degrees hotter than it is. Today we couldn't even practice on the turf because it's too hot outside. The turf's like 100. So the heat's definitely, being able to condition in the heat is really beneficial for us, because then when we get to a game like in the winter, it's going to be cold and we're going to be like, wow, everything that we did really just helped us to be able to play in this kind of weather. So it's been good, and, you know, obviously it's really hot, but we've done pretty well with it.
We managed to stay hydrated and just keep taking breaks, and in those breaks, we talk about our formation and shifting and who's going to cover who. And so those breaks, they're not just water breaks. You know, we're really talking about what we could do better as a team, and I think that's really beneficial.
That's excellent. Well, make sure you guys stay hydrated tonight, obviously, so you get ready for tomorrow. Coach Flood, this question's for you. You know, I know that you've coached soccer many teams, and I know that your daughter plays for Prospect Mountain. How does she feel about you being the head coach at Kingswood?
Wow, that's a good question. I'd give you her number.
I was thinking of maybe getting Piper on. That'd be great.
She's worse than me on the phone, I imagine. But I had a talk with her right away, and I asked her what she thought, and she. She supports me, and I just don't know if she would say no anyway.
Well, you guys are different divisions. It's okay. You're not going to play each other.
She wants, yes, that's right. Yeah. She wouldn't mind that. She'd probably welcome that.
Right.
She'd love to play against me. She wouldn't have a shot, just so you know. But it's just, Charlie, it's that I'm not going to be there for all of her games in her senior year.
Right.
So, but we've talked about it, and hopefully for her, there's a lot more soccer to play.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah. I know she's a heck of a soccer player, and I know that you've had lots of experiences, especially coaching her through the years and your summer stuff. So that's awesome.
Coach, before we let you and girls, before we let you go, I want to let you know that we've been doing this for on the radio for a year, on television for a couple of years anyway, 3 years. You have given the best answers today of any captains that we have ever had on.
I just wow.
Thank you. I mean it. It's been incredible, and maybe we'll just have you guys, and we'll leave the coach on the sidelines and let him do his coaching.
There'd be different answers, most likely. We're happy to go on TV too.
Hey, guys, best of luck tomorrow. Best of luck for the season. It's our tradition that we like to, when we get close to playoffs, that you we do a playoff preview. So hopefully, we're going to be talking to you later in the year before the playoffs, and go Knights.
And I have to say, guys, I had just especially during your preseason, I was over kind of at the baseball field doing the baseball thing, and just seeing the enthusiasm that you guys have as a team, and I know that a lot of that is driven and created because of Coach Shane Flood. He's an amazing human being, an amazing coach, and you guys are in great hands, and I'm so excited to watch some games this season. Go Knights, and good luck tomorrow night as you guys open up at Alumni Stadium at 7 p.m. under the lights.
Wow, thanks you a lot, guys. That was awesome.
All right, good luck, guys.
Take care.
Yeah.
I meant that those girls were phenomenal.
Absolutely amazing. Jill and Marcella and Coach Flood is just brings the excitement. So this is I can't wait. I'm getting pumped up right now, Mike.
That's great. So we don't have much time for Patriots, but I'm going to hit this trivia question one more time. What year were the Patriots founded? 569-5253. So either 1940, 1950, 1960, 1970. You have about 2 minutes to call.
I'm going to give one more hint. One more hint. Let's eliminate the 1970, because I'm going to say that the Patriots were founded before we were born.
Okay,
before we were born. Mike and the Haas were not alive when the Patriots were founded.
Yes.
So give us a call at 569-5253. Once again, what year were the Patriots founded, the New England Patriots?
Speaking of the Patriots, big trade this week, Sony Michel.
Yeah.
We a little disappointed in what they got for Sony Michel.
Yeah, two second-round picks.
I don't even think it was fifth and sixth round.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said 2 second round. Maybe that's what I was thinking for.
Was Sony Michel a bust?
Oh, I think so. I don't. I think he was a bust. Well, maybe bust is a tough term. He was excellent, as you said last time, when motivated by another player that was potentially going to take his position. But if he was left alone without competition, he didn't put forth what would appear to be 100% effort.
You, I think, called it though that they were grooming him as a third down back.
Yes.
They showcased him as a third down back, because mm-hmm. you know what he's going to do in Los Angeles?
He's going to be a third down back.
He's going to be a third down back. So he's not taking Todd Gurley's over there, right?
Yeah, he's not going to take all the reps.
So they're looking for a third down back. They had some injuries.
Great hands.
I don't think he was a bust. They won a Super Bowl with him, and he was instrumental in that Super Bowl run. You know, he ran for 120, 110, 94 yep. yards down that the playoff run when they were only running the ball. Remember, 2018, that's all they did was run the ball. Yeah. I think, though, that he was a disappointing first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's – so was he a bust? No. Was he a bust of a first-round pick? Yeah.
Possibly.
You know the last first-round pick that the Patriots have given a second contract to? Do you know who he is?
Well, N'Keal Harry.
No, they
haven't. Oh, you mean a second, because he's still on his first.
Yes.
And they're not giving him a second one.
No.
No, I don't know who it is.
Dont'a Hightower.
Oh.
2012.
Okay, so way back. So
That's the last time that they've picked somebody in the first round that they've actually offered a second contract to.
Wow.
So that's – Bill's struggling with that. Now, I think Isaiah Wynn has a chance to get a contract.
He does.
He's a first rounder.
He does. Worried about him. He left practice today. So I don't know.
Yeah, but I heard it was possibly heat related.
Okay. It's pretty darn hot out there.
A receiver left also. So I think that was more heat related. Yeah. I hope I'm not concerned. But I'm not that concerned because we have Trent Brown. And Trent Brown can play anywhere.
Yeah.
And he's great. And Belichick loves him.
Mm-hmm.
My number one concern for the Patriots is who's going to be the darn quarterback, and that it's going to be Cam Newton. And now, scenario. Cam Newton starts. They're at home on 2 weeks from Sunday.
Yeah.
They're home. He starts. They play poorly. can you see the boos coming from the stands?
Oh, I can.
If Cam Newton plays poorly,
yeah,
is Bill going to be stubborn at that point? Is he not going to put the kid in?
Possibly. I mean, Bill is not going to cater to the fans. So that's my worry. If you get the boo birds out there, then you know Bill's going to be like, "Well, I'm not going to put Mac Jones."
I don't want to go through. I know we've been spoiled for the last 21 years and all this kind of stuff. But when you have a better quarterback on the bench, please play that guy.
Maybe you know what? Maybe New England won't have this issue because maybe they can pound it on the ground. You know, run the ball, and then let Cam Newton. Cam Newton can throw 6-7 yard passes.
I don't even want to see him throw.
I'm just saying
so
he can
awkward.
Throw those.
Watching him throw is so awkward.
Just his release.
Oh,
too.
It's just terrible. Yeah. The correct answer for our trivia was 1960. The Patriots were founded in 1960. They came into the AFL as a charter football. They were one of the chartered AFL teams.
Oh, wow.
So they were the Boston Patriots then. Mm-hmm. Not the New England Patriots. They were the Boston Patriots.
1960.
All right. We want to once again thank our advertisers for supporting Mike and the Hoss and WASR, powered by the MM Shop. Thanks to Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway.
Seacoast Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic.
Skelly's Market.
Lucas Roasting Company.
Duran Independent Insurance.
Carroll County Oil.
Downtown Grill and Cafe.
Weston Auto Body.
Linda's Flowers.
Bradley's Hardware.
JCN Shuttle.
Full Belly Deli.
And the Full Belly Bar and Grill. We will be back on Monday with hopefully some more Kingswood previews.
Have a great week.